You are listening to the Business Society Podcast with Melissa Houston, CPA, financial strategist for CEOs, and a Forbes.com columnist. The Business Society community is where business owners come together to learn about real business, common problems, and real solutions. Are you a successful business owner who is now ready to learn how to increase your profit margins so that you can keep more money in your pocket and build your personal net worth? You are in the right place. With over 20 years of experience working with business owners, I share with you real advice that will help you increase the profit in your business and build your net worth. I know you're a genius at what you do, regardless of what profession you're in, and I'm here to help you make sense of the money and other pressing business issues. Have a business problem? We'll find real business solutions. Well, hey there, and welcome to the Business Society Podcast. I am so happy to have you here with me today. I look forward to this time that we have together. So 2022 is here now, and you know, chances are you're settling back into the routine of life. The holidays are over, you know, it's back to work and back to making some money. So some of us are hitting our New Year's resolutions with a vengeance, and others may have, you know, opted out this year. So whether you're hitting the gym or you're trying to eat better or you're managing your finances, whatever it is that you are resolving to do better this year, I wish you all the best. So speaking of money, and if you want to get your money finances in order, I'm here to remind you if you've created your financial plan for your business for 2022 yet. So if you have, that is absolutely fantastic, and I applaud your efforts. So go out and slay those goals in 2022. And make sure you monitor your progress against your goals. So if you have not done this yet, I want you to know that it's not too late. So make sure you get that done. If you need support and accountability, I am here to help you with this. So book a 15-minute call with me, and we can talk about if we're a good fit to work together. I will leave the link in my show notes, and I look forward to speaking with you. Okay, so today we are talking about the latest business trend that I feel that small to medium-sized business owners should be aware of. And I think this is a fantastic solution for small to medium-sized businesses. So it's called the fractional C-suite. Okay, so what this is, you know, you've heard of the C-suite in terms of you've got your most senior people, you've got your chief marketing officer, you've got your chief technology officer, chief financial officer, chief operating officer, and the list goes on. But the idea is that a fractional C-suite position is when you can hire one of these experts on a part-time basis for your small to medium-sized business. So it is an ingenious solution. It's very cost-effective. And we are going to talk about specifically about fractional CFO services. So let's talk about what that means and go forward. So a cost-effective alternative for small to medium-sized businesses who cannot afford to bring on a chief financial officer on a full-time basis is to hire a part-time CFO. CFOs are essential to a business as they support the chief executive officer with strategic financial planning so the CEO can create the most profitable business possible. So what is a fractional CFO? Let's get this out of the way first. A fractional CFO is a CFO you can hire in your business on a part-time basis, and that service is delivered virtually. So it's great now, you know, with the pandemic, everything has gone virtual, and it is fantastic to have that CFO there to help you virtually. It's a brilliant solution to budget constraints. And if you know you need to hire a CFO, but you're in no position to commit to one full-time, you can hire a part-time one. And this is fantastic because you don't have to give up the valuable financial advice and strategies and, you know, just a partner to help you see your blind spots and stuff. You don't have to give all that up because you can't afford one full-time. You get one on a part-time basis. So a fractional CFO spends their time working with small to medium-sized businesses to help them build profitable businesses that will be around for the long haul. Okay, so you may be wondering, how will a fractional CFO help me in my business? So when you have little time to allocate to your accounting needs and your forecasting has become too complex, or you need a second pair of eyes looking on it, this is a great time to add a fractional CFO to your team. A fractional CFO offers the same value and level of service that a full-time CFO does. So one thing you're going to have to consider is what you would need a CFO to help you with. So if you have an accountant or a bookkeeper, but you need that higher level of, you know, seniority, higher level of guidance and financial advice and stuff, it's a great time to bring a CFO on to monitor, oversee what's going on in the accounting and bookkeeping, but also giving you that high level financial advice. The reason why you would bring on a fractional CFO to look at your accounting and bookkeeping services is because it maintains accurate and timely monthly accounting records that include tracking of sales, expenses, payroll, and adjusting entries. All this stuff is essential in running a business, and if you don't have somebody who can do this, then it's really important to ensure that you've got that senior person there to make sure that this is happening on a regular, timely basis, your financial reports are accurate, and they ensure that the basic data input is vital to running an accurate financial report. So they ensure the accuracy of this so that when you base your decisions on the financial reports, you know that your reports are reliable and accurate. Another way they can help you is with forecasting revenue, expenses, and profit. So this is often what I call the financial plan, right? So I believe that every business, no matter how small or how big you are, you need to have a financial plan. And it's also known as a forecast. So typically what you're going to do is forecast 12 months in advance. So having a plan and direction that you are taking your business in is essential in business management. Planning out sales targets and attached expenses to ensure that you hit that profit is vital. A goal without a plan is just a wish. So get those goals down on paper, get them in actionable steps, and start working towards them. So a fractional CFO can help you with this. They help you create the plan, the 12-month forecast, and they report on your progress against these goals each and every month. And then they give you financial feedback. They interpret the results for you. And then another thing that they offer is the monthly variance analysis. So when you have a financial plan, it's essential to monitor your progress against that plan. So your fractional CFO will have these monthly reports for you. They will meet with you on a monthly basis at minimum to demonstrate your progress and offer you feedback on what's going well and in what areas that can be improved. So they're looking at your revenue and your expenses, and they're definitely managing the expenses, showing you ways that you can cut costs to increase your profit. And they look at your revenue, how much revenue you're bringing in, look at the pricing of your products and services. There's all types of financial feedback that they can give you on what's going on in your business. Another thing that they do is they track key performance indicators that are important for your business. So key performance indicators are KPIs, and they are important to track as they monitor the health of the business and the performance on key issues in the business. So some examples of KPIs include growth in revenue, year-over-year growth, month-over-month growth, inventory turnover, profit margins, accounts receivable turnover, and so much more. So your KPIs are important to you based on your business. And then another major role that a fractional CFO takes, especially for larger businesses, is the cash flow management. So when businesses fail due to financial mismanagement, the number one factor in that financial mismanagement is cash flow. So cash must flow into your business so it can keep up with the output demands. So having a cash management system in place for your business is crucial for survival. A fractional CFO can be responsible for your cash flow management system. And then your fractional CFO maintains relationships with bankers, investors, and lenders, and whoever is a stakeholder in your business. Having a strong business and financial acumen, your CFO will maintain excellent relationships with others that rely on you for your business. Having positive and helpful relationships with others eases the ability to conduct business and create win-win scenarios. So your professional CFO will have the professional etiquette and thought behind every relationship that they're creating. The goal is to create win-win business relationships. And then project accounting is another valuable service that a fractional CFO can offer. So it's necessary to track not only the overall profitability of your business, but you need to understand the details behind the offers you are selling. So when you offer products or services, you need to know how each of these offers are profitable and by how much, so that you know that you're promoting the right product or service that is the most profitable and it will help increase your bottom line in your business. So quite often I see business owners who are not aware of, say they're offering product A, B, C, and D. They're not aware of how profitable each product is and which one they should be selling. They just assume that the best-selling one is creating the most revenue. But you need to be careful because maybe your best-selling one creates zero profit for your business or even negative, because that happens. So knowing your numbers is important so that you know how you're setting yourself up for financial success. And then the final tip that I'll give you that a fractional CFO offers, and believe me, there are many more out there. I just don't want to bore you with a huge list. These are the main reasons why a fractional CFO can help you in your business, but there's so many more. So the other reason is financial guidance and support. So your fractional CFO is there to support you as the business owner. So they oversee the accounting operations. They are the most senior accounting person in the business, but they give you feedback on how the business is performing. They monitor your KPIs and they are there for you to bounce ideas off them. So in most companies, the CFO is the most trusted advisor to the CEO. And if you'll notice in large corporations, every CEO has a CFO reporting to them. It's mandatory for business. Okay, so fractional CFO offers all the services that I just mentioned and a full-time CFO would be hired for, provided that you hire a qualified CFO. So when you engage with a fractional CFO, you are hiring based on your needs. So as your business grows and your needs change, so will your package. So when you are looking for a CFO, what I typically tell people is, first of all, make sure that they're qualified. So typically in Canada, you would have, and the US, you would have a CPA. So a chartered professional accountant is somebody who's gone through an intense accounting program and they are certified through their province, state, and country. And they have a governing board that monitors their behavior. And then the other point you want to make is that you want to be sure that they have the experience. So typically a fractional CFO should have minimum of 10 years experience. And that would be progressing from a junior position all the way up to a senior position. So you want to make sure that you've got somebody educated and experienced to bring on to your team. It's also important to find a fractional CFO who is experienced in your industry. So if you are in an industry of, you know, you're a product-based business, you want to ensure that you've got somebody who's got experience with product-based businesses, experience with high-tech businesses, fintech, whatever the case may be, whatever industry you're in, make sure that they are going to perform. So you can find a fractional CFO through referrals from valued colleagues, from professional associations, you may have people in your network, or you can also find them through Google search. Interview a minimum of 3 fractional CFOs and choose the one best based on qualifications and your synergy. Because this person is going to be a trusted advisor to you, you need to make sure that you've got a comfortable working relationship. So don't underestimate the value of, you know, getting along and feeling like you're in sync and stuff like that, because that really helps the work relationship. So it's important to remember that when you're hiring a fractional CFO, that you are adding a valued member to the team. So you must be able to work with them. You must also keep in mind that a good fractional CFO will not overcharge you for services that your business does not need. Fractional CFOs usually charge based on individual packages that you or your company needs. So you plan out with your CFO, they usually charge based on your revenue numbers, how many transactions they would see typically in the business, and how much detail that you want each and every month within your business. So, you know, typically they would give you a proposal and, you know, agreed upon services, and then you would take it from there. So the bottom line is that CEOs of companies all have a CFO on payroll to advise them, strategize, and help them identify their blind spots. Bringing a fractional CFO on board your team will enhance profitability and be a valued member of your team. So, as I mentioned, make sure that you can maintain a good working relationship with this potential team member. So if you think a fractional CFO is a good fit for your business and would like to explore the option of us working together, I invite you to book an appointment with me. You can also check out my agency website at thefractionalcfoagency.com. I will leave these links in the show notes. But remember that when you are at the place where you want to grow your business, a fractional CFO is a really good alternative to have working with you, because they can add so much value to your business through profitability and, you know, growth strategies. So that's it for today. And as I mentioned, if you want to explore the option of working together, you can book a free 15-minute consultation with me, and we will talk about how we could be a fit to work together. Thanks for listening to the Business Society Podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, leave us a review. Your ratings and reviews help more people like you find our podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast with someone you think would love it. Until next time, I'm Melissa Houston. And never forget, nobody will ever care about your money as much as you do. So never give your financial power away.